Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Monday, December 28, 2020. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone that RBN is listener-supported. Please donate whatever is manageable, and no donation is too small. Free speech simply cannot stay alive without being funded by we the people. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. You can mail in your donation of cash, check, or money order to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We greatly appreciate it, folks. And there is a chat room, of course, for Beyond the Official Narrative. If you'd like to contribute respectfully, that's beyondton.chatango.com. And I'd like to wish everyone a belated Merry Christmas on behalf of myself, my co-hosts here, all of the RBN staff, of course, John Stadmiller, the station owner, and all of the wonderful engineers here. You know, on the weekends, we have Ken, whom I've only once or twice had the opportunity to work with. Great guy. And, of course, Julie, the morning, weekday morning engineer. And then, of course, the head engineer, Mike, who we have in the control room today, actually. And always a pleasure to work with Mike as well. And Merry Christmas to you, sir. And we have, of course, my regular Monday co-host here with me from across the pond, over in the UK, just outside of London, Mr. Paul Edward Stevenson. And I may have emailed you like on Wednesday or something, but again, Paul, a belated a Merry Christmas nonetheless to you, sir.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too, Richard, and everyone at RBN and everyone who's tuned in to listen. And well,
yeah, you're coming in a little quiet compared to usual, and your mic there, Paul. But
is that better?
That's starting to sound better. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Yeah. So I don't know. How did you spend your holiday? How's everything been over there for you?
Well, it's all been a bit bizarre in many ways, you know, with the restrictions. And I think, you know, you've had people just ignoring them. There's a couple of stories that we could look at where, you know, there was big gatherings outside shopping centers on Boxing Day. And complaints of you know, people not wearing masks and things, so that's encouraging that people are, you know, obviously just ignoring them. And because the more people ignore them, the harder it is for them to deal with. But it's still quite claustrophobic, you know, because I was actually going to go and visit a friend of mine, and I decided against it because I thought, you know, you could be unlucky. And they could, you know, pull you in and ask you where you're going and give you a fine because you're not supposed to be leaving, you know, tier four and going to visit a friend in an area which is like tier three. And also there's a little shop quite near me. I went down there to get some things a few days ago. And this is a place that normally I would go into, and I never wear masks anywhere I go, really. And they would normally never insist that you wear a mask, and they just jumped on me straight away, and they were like, hey, you got to wear a mask, you got to wear a mask, you got to wear a mask. And I was like, what's going on? What's happened? And apparently they had a visit from the police and the local council earlier that day, insisting that, you know, they will be feel the full weight of the state if they're seen to be loose on the rules in any way, including masks. So knowing these guys, and, you know, as you do when you're going in there every day and having a quick chat and stuff, I said, fair enough, you know, the next time I come in, I'll wear a mask simply because I don't want you to get in trouble, you know, because they're decent guys and they're trying to run a business. But in actual fact, I haven't gone in there again because there's another shop up near me, which I'll go to because I really just don't like wearing them. But that's how bad it's gotten. You know, having a visit from the police, a visit from the local council of all things, you know, really sort of, you know, putting it on them and threatening them, basically, you know, where so these guys immediately jumped on me and said, you know, you got to wear a mask. You can't come in here again without wearing a mask. So it's weird. I also saw there was a story where there was a young girl fined £10,000 for having a party on Christmas Eve, I think it was. So, yeah, it's just madness. It's very claustrophobic, and it's the same things that we've been talking about. But, you know, for this to be happening around Christmas as well, it's sad, really. And it's sad still how many people are still going along with it and buy into it. And they really have accelerated all of their programs this year to just, like, you know, breakneck speed, which has taken us all by surprise, I think, even the likes of ourselves and, you know, people who do shows like this. They've really progressed that agenda of theirs in every way, economically, socially, with our liberties and the restrictions on those liberties. So, you know, it's going to be interesting, but how 2021 turns out. But I did say to you, if you remember in the summer when we had kind of, they had eased the restrictions somewhat, that I reckoned, and at the time people didn't think that was going to happen, that we would be back into a lockdown again by the end of the summer, and that they would drag it out and drag it out. And that's for psychological warfare and conditioning people to the new normal, because they know the longer they can drag it out, the more people will just accept it as the new normal. And the further in time, you know, in history that it's been that we didn't have these restrictions. And that's how they operate. They know that if they can drag it out and they can get people used to it, they will accept it. And they will just accept it as a new normal.
You're right. I mean, compliance and conditioning, it's what I'm seeing as the underlying factor in so much of this. I can't believe this one story I just came across related to where you are in the UK. I just sent it to you right before the show, but it's saying that the UK is going to prepare to infect 2,500 volunteers, all right, healthy Britons, are going to participate in this study where they're going to take the vaccine, I guess the Pfizer, you know, the Pfizer vaccine, and then they're going to allow themselves to be allegedly infected with COVID-19. But, of course, I'm hearing, at least in the West, we have no evidence it's been isolated. Some are claiming in China it has. We have no real evidence of that either, hard evidence. And who's going to believe the Chinese government? So, I mean, you know, what are they really going to infect them with? Just some type of common flu, some type of coronavirus at best? But I'd say the vaccine is far more dangerous. This is crazy. They're saying in January this is going to start.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what's, you know, what they're
propaganda. You
know, yeah, it's really difficult to know. I mean, there's been so many lies around this and so much amplification and exaggeration of the figures that, you know, you have to conclude, if you're being consistent, that if they can lie about so much in terms of how many deaths there are, how many infections there are, how many, you know, positive tests there are, If suddenly all the flu deaths can disappear, which is a phenomenon over here, the flu deaths are minimal, if not zero, You know, compared to normal years, which, you know, is obviously anybody with flu is having, you know, is put down as registered as a COVID death. You have to conclude that it's possible that there is no COVID. There is, it's a complete manufactured operation. How would we know? Are we biochemists? Are we epidemiologists? Do we get into labs? Can we identify it and say, oh, look, that's different from flu? And, you know, we don't know. They've lied about so much. And they've amplified it so much that you could go from, okay, it's a strain of something that's come in and it's killing old people and people with comorbidities. But so does flu. That's what flu does. It, largely, it kills people who are old, fragile, and people with already pre-existing conditions. So, you know, do we know that COVID-19 even exists, that it is a real thing? You know, they have used this to accelerate a globalist agenda. You could, you know, this great reset, this complete dominance of the world and the subjugation of the world economically, socially. They don't need, you know, there is no need for COVID to actually exist. They just put their propaganda operation into full gear with the media and the governments, and they just scare everybody. They don't need the virus to be real. But
a lot of what you just said, I saw echoed in this article over, let's see, it was at Zero Hedge, where they were mentioning a UK journalist, all right, this talk show host, Julia Hartley Brewer. She used the National Health Service's own statistics to point out that just 377 healthy people under 60 years old have died of COVID. And then that's ever since it began in all of the UK.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, she very much embodies a group of people who would be the center right over here. Certainly 20 years ago, they would have been your mainstream sort of conservative types. Now, even these people are... They are the kind of, I suppose, the most right you'll get of mainstream before you would get into the territory of what we would used to refer to as the alt-light kind of guys in many ways. And that their whole listener base have now been exposed to the idea that governments do not have your best interests at heart. And this goes beyond just and incompetence and always just making mistakes, because it just doesn't add up. And this is the risk that the globalists, the international bankers, and their minions take, because they have overreached to the point where, as I say, it's the audacity is so bold, it's so over the top, and the data you know fails to add up to such extreme levels that a lot of people now in that kind of bracket are now thinking beyond incompetence, and that this goes beyond that, because she's a good journalist, actually. And she's concluded that the government's lying.
Only the old and sick have died from COVID. And I mean, across all of UK for the whole year here, 377 healthy people allegedly dying of it, only up. By someone who you're saying she's like conservative mainstream.
She would fit into the category of kind of where Nigel Farage is at, you know. So it's this kind of centrist but not quite indulging in what they would call conspiracy theories. Well, Some of those people in that category now are entertaining conspiracy theories, because things like the Great Reset and the Economic Forum's website and the complete and utter obvious manipulation and amplification and exaggeration of data to the point of outright propaganda would lead any intelligent and honest observer that there's more going on here than incompetence, that this is deliberate. They are deliberately misleading. Now, then they have to decide, you know, why they're deliberately misleading. But at least, as we've spoken about before, they're asking that question. Why? This doesn't add up. You know, the hospitals aren't overwhelmed. People aren't dying en masse. It's only people who are, you know, old and people who suffer from pre-existing conditions are dying. And yet, we are to completely restructuring society as we know it and absolutely obliterating the economies and Main Street and small businesses and all of it. It's so disproportionate that...
Absolutely.
You know, that it has actually exposed. That's the risk they take. They have now brought a category of people in who are much more in line with the way we would think about things.
Absolutely. And, well, there's just so much that they're trying to minimize as far as the negative effects already, you know, with people actually taking these things. The FDA investigates allergic reactions to Pfizer COVID vaccine after more healthcare workers hospitalized. In Illinois, all right, they announced Friday that in Illinois, a hospital has temporarily shut down its COVID vaccination program after four healthcare workers experienced allergic reactions, one of which was severe to the vaccine. And in France as well, the bill to ban COVID vaccine refusers from public transport was put on pause due to a backlash. It's quite a backlash. A recent poll said 59% of the population will refuse the new vaccine. So people they're saying in Europe far more wary of this vaccine than the people in the U.S. Even though quite a lot of us are as well.
Yeah, I think there's something like 40% in some poll they did over here. 40% of people said they would be unwilling or would refuse to take the vaccine. And in one way, it's surprising. I actually heard Ron Paul talk about this a couple of weeks ago, where he was surprised, you know, in a nation like the U.S., which was built on liberty, is now lagging behind the European nations when it comes to the skepticism of governments and also the desire for liberty and not to be dictated to. So, you know, they're interesting times. There was a story over here, Richard. I thought it really did epitomize and encapsulate this, you know, the attempts to socially engineer this new normal. And I was quite shocked when I saw the ad. I saw the ad before I found the story, and I remember thinking, "Wow, there's a budget airline over here. It's an Irish airline, but you know, it's a budget European airline called Ryanair, and it did an ad, and the ad came out jab and go, and so the ad basically was the vaccine is coming, and after that." You can have all these lovely holidays, and then it had all these pictures and, you know, video footage of these exotic areas in Europe where you can travel to, you know, for $19.99. And it was so, you know, the temptation, yeah, the socially engineering and the mental warfare that was going on is, you know, look at these lovely holidays. You're all sick of it, aren't you? You know, but take your vaccine and you can go here. And not only can you go to these beautiful places and have fun like you haven't been having for the last year, but you can go for $19.99. So
we have the first break. We have our caller as well. Let's try to get to you could just hold right after we come back. Stick around, sure. Folks.
Little beats in me will die. A miracle. For this is not America.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, And when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
And we're back, folks. Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my co-host, Paul Edward Stevenson. And let's go to the phones. We have John in Austin, Austin, Texas. Hello, John. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, John.
Hi, hi. Yeah, Paul, I, like most people, you know, I was pretty shocked when the news of this thing broke back in February. And, you know, within a very short space of time, we were told that this thing had spread out throughout the globe. And I thought, how the hell is that possible? And I always meant to go and look into it. And I finally did. I sat down a couple of weeks ago there, and I started doing some research on this thing. And I was shocked to find out that Britain didn't even have a team at the Wuhan military games. And that being the case, how has this supposed pandemic done so much damage in Britain? When that's the case, that's just insane as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, as I was saying earlier, you know, who knows if this thing's even real? Because they, you know, it doesn't need to be real for them to create the mass hysteria. Because even if we accept that at one point it was a threat and everything else. Well, we now know that they have, you know, massively, you know, over-amplified, exaggerated, manipulated the figures to, you know, to levels of just obvious outright propaganda. And it's actually woken up a lot of people who would have been much more moderate and accused the likes of us previously as being conspiracy theorists. So you know, they don't need for this thing to actually be a real, you know, killer and a threat to the world, like it's somehow the Spanish flu or something. They just need the media, and they just need to create the mass hysteria, and it'll do the job that they need it to do, you know. But I, yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% there, mate. I don't believe it's real. I think it's a total con. And I just, but I fully understand why so many people are buying it, because the state of so-called mainstream media nowadays, I find, is absolutely disgusting. I mean, I'm old enough to remember that the television and the radio would present you with two sides of an argument and let you decide. But now, when do you ever hear anyone on TV or radio saying, no, I don't believe... Well, one person you might hear from time to time is Piers Corbyn. You mentioned that Julia Hartley Brewer there a moment ago. I sometimes watch a couple of her videos. You see them getting posted on YouTube and you think, yeah, I'll give that a listen when I have time. And she was interviewing someone last week, one of the government ministers. I don't remember his name, but he's yakking away. And he said virus instead of vaccine. And I thought, hang on, was that a Freudian slip? But wait a minute, she didn't pull him on that. Any good interviewer would say, did you mean vaccine? But no, she just let it slide. And I remember before I heard that interview in Matt Hancock, and hell, at the end of the interview, the only thing she had just about didn't do was stick her tongue down his throat. She was all over him like a wet bloody rash. It was terrible.
Yeah, she's brought a few people on there and has went through the data and put them in a difficult position, but they don't move. They just keep regurgitating the same line. It's very frustrating when you're talking to people and you're providing and presenting them with evidence which really, at the very least, puts their position in serious doubt as to why they can hold the position in light of the evidence you're presenting them, and they still don't move, which means that they are committed to a position and an agenda. They're not committed to the truth. And I find people like that extremely frustrating. And she's done some good interviews with people like that, where she realizes, and her listeners can see, that who she's interviewing have an agenda and they're not interested in the truth, you know.
Yeah, she's... credit where credit's due. She has done a couple of them, but at the end of the day, with the ones she's let go, you got to ask yourself, well, is she genuine or is she just kind of playing a part here?
Well, it's hard to know, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Because at the end of the day, though, as well, though, it's difficult, you know, because at the end of the day, she can't force them to admit, you know. So she sort of has to let them go in one sense. But it's very frustrating when you're dealing with people like that, because they just continue to push the narrative. They keep repeating the buzzwords. We're in a pandemic. People are dying. We have to look after people's health. You know, it doesn't matter what you say to them. They just keep sticking to that narrative, you know.
Yeah, I'll just make this point, and then I'll get off. Richard would be familiar with this outfit here. I like to listen to the BBC World News when I go to bed at night, because I've got to have some background noise on, and it's played by a NPR, National Public Radio here. They do that, and then when it's time to get up in the morning, you're listening to them. And you wouldn't believe the crap that these people put out. I'm expecting to look out my window and see bodies piled 10 high outside my house.
Right.
The way you hear them. All right, I'll let you go, guys. Thanks for talking to Tom.
All right, take it easy, mate.
Thanks for the call. All right, folks, well, we'll be right back on that note. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All of my goodbye, all those things I can never be sure where to begin.
Don't want to know. What an apt choice at the moment. We're back beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, with my co-host from over in UK, Mr. Paul Edward Stevenson. And yeah, Paul, it's very apt, and people don't want to know what's in the vaccine. They don't want to know the amount of health risks you're taking, lack of oxygen, getting bacterial pneumonia, all these different things from the masks, and of course not protecting yourself or others. Really, you're not spreading it if you're not with symptoms, but people don't want to know any of that, of course. And then we have the PCR tests, you know, as inaccurate as they are, okay, like up to 94%, you know, false positives. And when it is a positive, is that even COVID-19, okay, when we have fruit that is testing positive and Coca-Cola? But
exactly.
But and Moderna is, of course, reporting allergic reactions, admitting as well now, not just Pfizer, BioNTech, but the Moderna as well. And again, more Europeans than Americans are skeptical. You know, part of it is the speed. I mean, normally it would be 8 to 10 years minimum, if not decades, in development of vaccines. This is going to a few months. Completely new type, changing your DNA. I mean, then the nanotechnology needed to activate it. And what else they might use that for? If they can, they will, I would think. when you look at the minds of these psychopaths. One article had an interesting correlation, sensing a pattern. New strains of Chinese virus pop up everywhere the vaccine is being used. And they have a few screenshots, as an example, Japan, and then, let's see, but they're talking about some in the UK as well. Examples of this. Others are saying it's long past due for the CDC to clean up the COVID-19 death counts. I mentioned all this propaganda out there with the campaigns and resistance, you know, of everyone, UK, France, to taking these. FDA investigates allergic reactions to Pfizer COVID vaccine after more healthcare workers hospitalized. I covered that a bit, briefly mentioned in the first half there. And, wow, this was an interesting one. Democrats now want to move from COVID lockdowns to climate lockdowns. So just blatantly accepting that it's all part of the same agenda. That's an interesting one. People might want to check out a bit more. The UN Secretary General is out there calling for massive crackdowns on internet freedom. Okay, he's saying the ability for people to choose what they believe is a pandemic. So this UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has issued a stark warning about increased dependence on digital technology, which he claims is heightening vulnerability to harm and abuse, particularly in light of the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking in a UN web summit, Mr. Guterres said health and lives have to be put at risk by the shadow pandemic of misinformation about COVID-19. Health and lives have been put at risk by the shadow pandemic of misinformation. Wow, that is very Orwellian. With a COVID vaccine to be disseminated across the UK within the next few days and other countries with their own vaccines in the final stages of testing, a major concern from Mr. Guterres is the interaction between conspiracy theories and public opinion on inoculations. Mr. Guterres suggested conspiracy theories threaten to reduce the uptake and effectiveness of vaccines that become available. The dangers of the World Wide Web are not limited to misinformation on COVID, however, with the talk also referencing the growing harms caused by, quote, the proliferation of online hate speech and the withdrawal. Yeah, we should have seen that one coming, right? And the withdrawal into social echo chambers that will continue to undermine social cohesion and reduced trust in science and institutions and in each other, unquote, as well as the online sexual harassment of women, girls, and children.
Well, when it comes to the coronavirus and everything else, the only threat that the so-called misinformation by these conspiracy theorists, the only threat that is to their agenda. It's no threat to public health or anything else. And of course, the wider point is that no other narrative is allowed to be on the table. And people have realized that as well. That is such a big thing. They realize that this has been pushed because they've witnessed the obvious outright suppression of any alternative views. And they can't just confine it to so-called conspiracy theorists like Alex Jones or radio hosts, because you have very well-respected epidemiologists, physicians, and all sorts of people in sort of epitomized by this suppression of the Great Barrington Declaration. Huge amounts of well-respected people with great careers, and that has all been suppressed as well. So people can see that, even if they can't crunch the data right down to the minutia of what's going on and how many false positives are there and all that type of stuff, they can see that it's obvious that there's only one agenda that's been pushed. And that, of course, raises suspicion, because you have to then ask the obvious question. Why can't we talk about this? Why are alternative views not allowed to be discussed? Why is it the Scandinavian countries largely are not wearing masks and we never hear anything about that? So there's all these questions that just get buried and just get suppressed. And, they push out the narrative that we are dangerous conspiracy theories pushing disinformation or misinformation and we're causing harm. And of course, they get to decide they are the great gatekeepers of truth, of course. They get to decide what's truth, what's harmful, what's dangerous, what's misinformation. So,
yeah, and there's this other article on that point. Are we facing a future where life only goes back to normal for rich people? And I think more aptly, it's the elite should be referenced there. Because, I mean, that's what the whole Agenda 21 plan is about. This other article, this last one I wanted to mention, Paul, is perhaps the most newsworthy, I'd say, of the day, the past few days. The World Health Organization has deleted a naturally acquired immunity from its website. This came out on Christmas Eve. I found it first at Zero Hedge. And actually, no, we have it also, an article, good article at RBN on it now as well. World Health Organization changes definition of herd immunity so it can only occur with vaccines. And this is very, very important. I mean, they had some screenshots they took of before and after, and I grabbed those as well. I'd say that's pretty relevant, showing how they're trying to Orwellize the way people think of, vaccines as being the new replacement for your immune system and for what nature provides. You know, however you interpret nature, the traditional meaning of herd immunity when a populace becomes immune to a virus by being exposed to it was changed by the United Nations World Health Organization to include vaccines as one means by which this could happen. But now, WHO has redefined herd immunity again, this time stating that herd immunity can be achieved only by mass vaccination programs, which of course is not true. The WHO's website, under a section about COVID lockdowns, states herd immunity, also known as population immunity, is a concept used for vaccination in which a population can be protected from a certain virus if the threshold of vaccination is reached. Herd immunity is achieved by protecting people from a virus, not by exposing them to it. In other words, the WHO is trying to make people believe that the only way they can be protected from a virus is by means of herd immunity is to be vaccinated. In the past, that wouldn't even be included as an option for herd immunity. You know, vaccines, I mean, herd immunity was just something that occurred naturally.
Yeah, well, the vaccines are supposed to, apparently, I mean, with my limited knowledge of, you know, these types of things, as I understand it, the vaccines are essentially supposed to be what your body would do naturally. So herd immunity is where it would overcome the virus to the point that it would leave it pretty much impotent. And that is supposed to be the point of a vaccine, where they put in the small amount of the virus so that your immune system can overcome it. So if your immune system's en masse have overcome it with herd immunity, what do you need a vaccine for? Listen, very quickly, just to cover this story, because this is just it's really interesting. It said the low-cost airline that I was telling you about earlier, it says, book summer, vaccines are coming. The ad features a gloved hand holding a syringe and a ubiquitous vial labeled vaccine, captioned by the rather blunt catchphrase, jab and go. Although the advert could be interpreted as a hassle-free vaccination service offered by the budget airline, there doesn't appear to be any information pointing to one-stop jab-and-fly packages. Clicking on the banner's link takes you to a page listing discounted prices for tickets to destinations across Europe starting in April, but it does include a list of COVID-19 tests in Ireland. And if you see the article itself, it really does epitomize this sort of like new climate we're in of their attempts to socially engineer this new normal. In fact, I noticed today that there was a newspaper over here, the Metro, covered it because there's been a lot of complaints about it, which is encouraging. It said it was disgusting and in bad taste. Ryanair tells people to jab and go after getting vaccine in disgusting ad. There's been a lot of sort of complaints about it, and people who feel the same way as I feel about it. So, but it does show you, that even just a budget airline like that, how they're playing into this and seeing it as an opportunity, and just how kind of it's kind of satanic, really, because it's like give up your freedom, give up your health, really. Just take the vaccine and you can all go back to normal. You can have your little holiday and you can have it cheap. You know, because the devil always, it comes to you at your weakest point when you're worn out.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way to put it. And then here, here's the original definition, okay? I mean, I mentioned how it was changed, actually, by the World Health Organization on their website. But from their own website, their original definition, what is herd immunity? Herd immunity is the indirect protection from an infectious disease that happens when a population is immune, either through vaccination. Okay, so at one point that didn't exist in a lot of people's accounts, but that happens when a population is immune, either through vaccination or immunity developed through previous infection.
And then, of course,
they have, but at some point the vaccination part wasn't even in there. Now they have it where it is replaced with, if a threshold of vaccination is reached, herd immunity is achieved by protecting people from a virus, not by exposing them to it. That's pretty in your face.
Yeah. Did we have a caller? Have we have a caller on there or online?
Let me see here. Yes. Yeah, we do. We have, we had one that dropped. We have Dave in New York on the line.
Oh, hello. We've had Dave on before, haven't we?
Hello, Dave. Oh, you're on the air.
Oh, Richard, I'm very glad to speak to you again. I'm glad you put me on again and take a big risk. Merry Christmas, anyway, to all both of you guys. I had one question for Mr. Stevenson.
Go ahead.
And that was regarding what way and how much have the death numbers been inflated in COVID? I think we all know and have a pretty good idea about the case numbers, and they've never been counted like this before. But how about the death numbers? Because I'd like your response on that.
What's the actual death numbers in the UK now from COVID?
Well, I'm saying just in general, what are the, you said the numbers were inflated. Were you referring to the death numbers being inflated? And if they are, have they been audited like Dr. Senator Jensen talked about and actually tried to do a little bit of? You know, and the election's been clearly audited very aggressively. The numbers for COVID deaths have not been audited, and it's my impression that we really don't know what the real death numbers are. And you said they were reduced, so I'm wondering how were they reduced, by how much?
No, I said that they were most likely hugely exaggerated.
Inflated, yes.
Yeah, inflated, yeah.
So how much are they inflated?
In what way? Are you talking in percentage?
Well, you said they were greatly inflated. How much are they greatly inflated is my question. And my supposition here is that we don't know. We don't know.
Well, we know enough to know that they've been exaggerating the figures. We know
and
that
we have,
much.
And we have enough to know that a lot of deaths normally attributed to other things are missing, are completely missing, and a lot of it correlates
and deaths recorded with COVID as opposed to of COVID. I mean, you can, when they bring out these death figures, they'd say, okay, this is with anyone who's died with a positive test for coronavirus within the last 28 days. So, you know, they record these figures as deaths for coronavirus. So if I get hit by a car within 28 days of testing, you know, positive for a coronavirus, positive test, that goes down as a coronavirus death.
And positive test, the PCR test.
So it's quite easy to...
PCR test actually detects and does not detect, that makes all the difference. It's not singling out COVID-19, these tests. And that is perhaps... standing alone, you know, enough to show that, yeah, we have wildly inaccurate data. And yeah,
no, same with the hospitalized.
What I'm not seeing here is I'm not seeing any quantitation of how many false counts of deaths there are. Now there's some motorcycle deaths, there's some gunshot wound deaths. If we add these up, I mean, if we want an audit and we want to be honest, we have to have some real information.
Well, the establishment is never going to. Well, the establishment has their marching orders, though. They're not going to give data that shows anything but what these elites want, and they want to see spikes. They want to see all these deaths being listed as COVID and then some. You know, they want all these tests to extremely inflate numbers.
Well, how many deaths did Julia Hartley Brewer, Richard, work out that were probably the most likely?
Well, we actually have the we have the last break already on us here. But I thank you for your call, Dave. And yeah, we'll be right back.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back, folks, to the final segment, and we have Murr in Wisconsin on the line. Hello, Murr. You're on the air, and Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I didn't realize it was so late again, but this Dave guy, you irritate me, Dave. He's very smart, and he types things in the chat, but apparently he hasn't been around liars or is concealing the fact that maybe he is one, too, because he said people are dying from filling up with pus, which is a blatant lie. People have lymph. We all have lymph. There is no herd immunity. That is an insult, purposely. We have individual, innate, and acquired immunity only. There is no herd immunity or community immunity, as communitarians speak. You know, and viruses, viri are debris, nothing more. They can't live on their own. They can't be isolated. So they're tricking us, and they do this with everything they do, and especially when they're doing a great theft of the fake money. Okay, in 2008, what did they do? They said there was going to be chemical attacks, and you should seal yourself in your home. So 3M stock went up because they're trying to sell plastic and duct tape. Well, that'd make corpse cleanup easier, wouldn't it? I mean, just go in there and stifle yourself, and we'll pick you up later.
Paul, did you have any Paul, did you have any response to that for Mer?
Hi, Mer, how you doing? Which part?
Any of it.
There's no herd immunity, ever. Try that one.
Well, I'm not here to argue with you.
It's like all their other lies.
Well, yeah, on an individual level, you're suggesting, of course, and maybe in our immediate community at best, I mean, enough people become tolerant of it or are able to. It's really on an individual level, you're just saying.
They're trying to say, too, that you should get, you know, these childhood disease vaccines. No, the childhood diseases are to build your immunity, the acquired immunity. I mean, my children and all the friends, you know, measles came around. Or chicken pox, and we had a party. We had a sleepover.
Well, yeah. Taking away everyone's freedom for the weakest amongst that is kind of a communist mode of thought, right?
Well, it's the same thing with autistic children and this vaccine's making more and more of them. And then what do? Well, all the standards have to be lowered. There aren't any more gifted and talented children. They all have to be brought down to the lowest level. So it's just... It's Christ or Antichrist, like it or not. That's what it is. Okay? It's good or evil. And people want to leave out the fact that there is good, and they don't want to recognize that there's evil. Well, there is. And this is a spiritual battle. Everything.
Okay, well, thank you for your call, Mer. I mean, thank you. We're out of time, but yeah, thanks, and Merry Christmas to you, Mer.
Yeah, thanks, Mer.
And, I don't know, I guess... Those are all good points to keep in mind as well. And, Paul, time always goes so fast here, but look forward to having you back next week, sir.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, one thing I will say that I absolutely agree with Mayor is that it is a spiritual battle. So, you know, invest in Christ.
Well, thank you all for listening, folks. Stick around for Dr. Patrick Slattery. National Bugle Radio. Do support RBN, folks, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
All right, see you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.